Wow, this week has gone by fast. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project, really the Christmas Project here, looking at the incarnation of God. Just super excited about this. And so I just want to keep digging in. We're looking at J.I. Packard's book, which is my favorite, one of my favorite books. And this one is Knowing God. I'm now on page 57, and we're looking at, actually 56 and 57, looking at some of the things here that he observes from the Gospel of John, verses 1 through 18. And we've already talked about how in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and through him all things were made. And now we are in the fifth observation: in him was life. So this is J.I. Packard continuing. Here is the Word animating. There is no physical life in the realm of created things except in and through him. Here is the Bible answer to the problem of the origin and continuance of life in all its forms. Life is given and maintained by the Word. Created things do not have life in themselves, but life in the Word, the second person of the Godhead. Whoa, let's let that wrap your mind for a little bit. All right, observation number 6, and the life, this from the Gospel, verse 4, and that life was the light of men. So J.I. Packard continues, here is the Word revealing. In giving life, he gives light too. That is to say, all people receive intimations of God from the very fact of being alive in God's Word or God's world. And this, no less than the fact that they are alive, is due to the work of God, or to the work of the Word, right? And who is the Word? God, right? So it's life, it's light. We all have the light in us because we're alive. And that is from the Word of God. And then the seventh observation from verse 14 in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the Word became flesh. So J.I. Packard continues, here is the Word incarnate, right? So we're talking about the incarnation of God, right? Incarnate of the Word. The baby in the manger at Bethlehem was none other than the eternal Word of God. And Packard goes on with this amazing paragraph and a half that I'll close on for the week. And now, having shown us who and what the Word is, a divine person, author of all things, John indicates an identification. The Word, he tells us, was revealed by the incarnation to be God's Son. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father. That's from John 1, verse 14. Packard continues, the identification is confirmed in verse 18. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. That's using a little King James there. Thus, John establishes the point at which he was aiming throughout. He has now made it clear what is meant by calling Jesus the Son of God. The Son of God is the Word of God. We see what the Word is. Well, that is what the Son is. Such is the prologue's message. When, therefore, the Bible proclaims Jesus as the Son of God, the statement is meant an assertion of his distinct personal deity. The Christmas message rests on the staggering fact that the child in the manger was God. Now just think about that. Okay, so I know that some of you were there. You are there. You've been there. You get that. I think we have a culture now that, wow, isn't this awesome that Jesus came as a baby? Yeah, that's cool. But who is Jesus? Who is this Jesus born in a manger? He has always been. Without him, we have no life. Without him, there is no creation. Without him, there is no light. He is the Word of God, and he came as a baby, born in a manger. Man, I hope you guys have a great weekend as you continue, I'm sure, to prep for Christmas, and we've got another full week before we go into probably some vacation and traveling. So just to put God at the very center of your life, to be Christ exalting in this season, and to get in that habit so it's not just this season, but that we are true worshipers of God in spirit and in truth. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.